welcome you into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with wide receivers coach Mike Groh. Eagles are done the spring, getting ready for training camp, and of course, wide receiver, as always, in the spotlight. Mike, how do you feel about your group after working with them for these last few months?
I'm really pleased with where we are here at the end of mini camp and going into summer and into training camp. We've got a really strong group, competitive group, and like the energy level that these guys brought each and every day. They were true pros, went about their business the right way in the classroom, took the coaching to the field, saw improvement each and every day. I think, you know, as the weeks went by Friday, each and every week, we were better than we were on Monday, which is the goal of the spring.
How would you describe your coaching relationship with your group?
Well, one of the things that we try to establish very early on is a relationship of trust, and I'm a teacher. That's really the way I see my job in this profession of coaching, is to teach these guys and help them be the very best version of themselves. And a lot of times I see a better player than they might really think of themselves. So part of my job is to harness their ability, their talents, and to teach them how to be the very best player that they can be.
Before you worked with them, did you kind of try to make sure you don't have any preconceptions about them? I'm sure you watch film of every single target in their lives as much as you could. And then you go in with a fresh slate, clean slate for everybody?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't go in judging any player based on past performance. You know, everything that we're doing is going forward, and how's a guy playing today? And can he help the Eagles win this fall?
All right, let's go up and down the list here. Let's start with Alshon Jeffrey, who looked so good to us from the sidelines in these camps. You worked with him in Chicago. You work with him here. What is the difference between Alshon Jeffrey then and now?
Well, I can say this with absolute confidence. I'm really glad he's an Eagle.
Yeah.
I got a lot of confidence in Alshon. I know the kind of player he is on Sunday, the way he goes about his business. And I certainly know what he can do for quarterbacks and the plays that he can make in tight coverage and the weapon that will be for us down the red zone. So excited that he's here. He's done a great job throughout the course of the spring. He's been in really good shape. Is really getting a really good fundamental and working knowledge of the system, which we'll be able to start over again in training camp. But the chemistry between he and Carson, I think, is in a good place right now.
What is the key to using your body as effectively as he does?
Well, number one, he's got size and he's got length, but he's got just natural ball skills and ball reaction and really unique. And, when he's at his best, he can make plays when he's closely covered. And those contested plays are the plays that make the difference in games. And he's got that special ability.
Torrey Smith, big gears in Baltimore, not so big in San Francisco. What do we expect from him moving into training camp?
Well, I don't think we should expect anything less than the same Torrey Smith that's had a lot of success over the course of his career in the NFL. And he proved that this spring. He's always going to be a vertical threat. He still has that speed. He's a pro. Goes about his business the way we expect him to. He's a good influence on the younger guys in the group, and he knows the system well, having only been here for just one spring. Like where he is and the things that he contributes, he and Alshon have different skill sets, which I think is good. They complement each other, and he really got better this spring as a route runner.
How about Jordan? Even with the knee injury, you had a chance to get to know him and see him through the early part of the spring. What'd you see?
Well, I've seen Jordan a lot. He's been in the building really since I got here. Seen him the most of anybody because he was rehabbing early on. Unfortunately, didn't get to spend as much time with him on the field, so excited about to get back out there with him in training camp.
And the guy that everybody's talking about, Nelson Agholor, you know the troubles he's had here, the ups and downs, the inconsistencies. Again, looked like he was really on point in the spring.
Right, I don't care about any of the stuff that's happened in the past. Like I said earlier, all I'm focused on is what the guy's doing now. And Nelson had a tremendously productive spring. He's got position flexibility in that he can play outside and he can play in the slot, which he did once we lost Jordan for the rest of OTAs and minicamp. So excited about what he did. He attacked it, and, he made some really impactful plays.
Okay, and then the rookies with Mac Collins and Shelton Gibson, a lot to teach these young guys in a very short period of time. How do they handle the mental strain?
They did a really good job with it. You know, it's a unique process that the rookies go through. Come in for rookie camp. You get to introduce the system to them. Then they have to try to catch up with where the vets are. They're about 2 weeks behind or so once they get here. But they've immersed themselves in learning in the classroom. All the extra time that Coach Peterson provides us position coaches with is very valuable in the afternoons. We can go back into meeting rooms, slow things down, and get really specific about the system, and they've done a good job with it.
Mike, there's also a bunch of guys who are really competing for roster spots beyond the ones we've mentioned. How competitive is that group with the Paul Turners and the Marcus Johnsons, et cetera, all the way down the line?
I think top to bottom, this is as competitive a group for roster spots as I've had since I've been in the NFL.
How does it change when the pads go on? For the fans who kind of don't understand the nuances of it, how much does it change from a wide receiver standpoint?
It becomes football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer flag football.
Okay. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference. You know, when the defensive backs can get up there and be physical with you at the line of scrimmage with pads on, they can bang you around throughout the course of the route. To be able to have the body control and the concentration to make those kinds of plays, you really see when technique shows up, you know, when that's the case. So it changes a lot. I mean, we've gotten accustomed to going out there and practice without pads and the right way to practice and be competitive without pads and keep people safe. But when the pads go on, and certainly as this season gets closer, it becomes more competitive and more intense. So it's going to change a lot in July.
Look forward to it, Mike.
We can't wait.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Right. Well, we've got a few weeks to wait, so enjoy your downtime.
Thank you.
And we come back strong in late July for training camp here at the NovaCare Complex and our two open dates at Lincoln Financial Field. We thank Mike Groh for joining us in studio. Thanks for joining us.